Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi everyone, I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C, and we have a brilliant guest with us. Super excited. Snacking on a bowl of, what do you call those?
Nerd gummy clusters, the blue ones. Those are the ones that
and
are the
bomb. And they match her outfit.
Oh my gosh, they match our outfits. Oh my gosh, they match all of our outfits.
What? Entrepreneur, wearing a blue jumper, romper, super comfy, hair to the stars.
Yes.
Joe, my gosh.
Welcome, hi, you guys. Joe.
Oh my gosh,
so
Joe,
happy.
My gosh is here.
We're so excited to have you here.
I'm really excited to be here, you guys, as I'm, again.
We're chewing on Nerds gummies, and I cannot do it because I told her all of you will yell, like,
yeah,
she's eating again. I'm like, we've never eaten on the podcast, but we do take sips of water occasionally so that we don't die, but, you know.
We're celebrating reunion night 2.
Oh, yes.
And we are going to talk about it all with Joe.
Yes, I'm so excited, you guys. I hope that you guys are going to be super excited for tonight's, well, we're actually literally talking about this right now as it's airing.
Right now.
It's playing, in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. It's playing the early feed in our hotel at 5 p.m. So we literally just watched it, but...
also, I love that everything kind of matches all of us. Like, we got this pink, that, and then our little nerds.
Oh my gosh, and my new iPhone
and
is,
your new
is
iPhone,
the color,
Kate, is the color of your sweatshirt.
Of the sweatshirt.
Yes.
You guys, I am wearing...
And I have the new pink iPhone, and it matches mine, too.
Really, and then this matches...
You should grab my phone.
Oh, you should.
Oh my God, and then my thing...
Yes,
oh.
I know. We're all in sync, you guys.
So you guys, we're wearing Joe My Gosh apparel.
What?
I'm wearing the breakup sweatshirt.
Yeah,
the one
you
that
are.
She's infamously, like, is on, like, oh, it's so comfy, and then like, Holly is in the pink...
Yeah.
Short set with drawstring hoodie, and you are in
the blue,
beautiful blue.
And I love it, and I'm wearing the hat.
Yes.
And you guys, we are on video for this, so if you...
Head to our YouTube.
Want to see what we're wearing?
So, yes.
What we're
please
drinking.
Please go to shopjoemygosh.com and...
If you want to see the nerds.
Yeah, and also just like, I kind of just want to like hang out with you guys for like ever.
Ever.
And I, can I just preface really fast that like, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time, and... Before we even get into anything, I want to know how you guys started, like a good minute. Can somebody tell me, one of you guys tell me, like how you guys got to this place? Because I know from the very beginning, you guys really were Bravo fans. And you guys were very Vanderpump, like, influenced.
We loved Vanderpump Rules.
You did.
Yes.
You did. And you still do.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. So the short story is that I... was working with her best friend, and she introduced us and said, there's this really fun girl who lives in your same city. You guys should meet. And I was like,
so I just moved down from Santa Monica. So I'm like, I don't know very many people in Orange County. Give me some friends.
And then that's how you guys met in Orange
County? And
then
she goes, I don't think you'll really like her. And then I met her. I'm like, by the way, you're out. And she's, no, I'm just kidding.
And also, your eyes match the sweatshirt, FYI. Yeah,
I knew that was a good color for her.
My God. Your eyeballs?
Like, in yours.
Oh, where are your pink eyes?
Yeah. Damn it.
You should have put the Lumify in.
Hashtag Lumify. Please sponsor the Vanderpump Rules Party podcast.
Seriously.
So
that's how we met. And then how we started doing the podcast, I was doing like a mom podcast, and it was really tiny. I didn't know what I was doing. So I started too niche of a podcast. And so I was like, I really want to do another one like on a show. And we both loved Vanderpump Rules at the time. So I was like, let's just
what
try it.
What season of Vanderpump Rules did you guys connect on? Was it like season 3 or were you guys like from season 1?
We both watched from season 1.
But oh, you did. Okay.
Was heard it like, about podcasts and all that, it was like 5.
Okay, so that was about the...
It was Schwartz's wedding.
Got it. Okay. Like,
it was like 2014 when we started.
And then you guys were like, we got the equipment. We were both on the same page.
We made fun of their cake because the cake was like 10 days old by the time it was the wedding day. And we're like, ooh, that's stale.
I know.
That was a big problem for us.
And then that's how you guys were like...
So we uploaded our first podcast recapping an episode and it like... blew. I was like, I didn't even know what to do. Like, the servers almost crashed. It was like, so I'm like, okay, I think we found our thing.
There was only like 10 podcast. There was like Watch What Crappens and us. And
yeah,
like
that
a
was just
others.
You and Watch What Crappens.
Heather McDonald.
Yeah.
But and then we knew the Crappens guy back then because we were all so small. And so we were, we did kind of a collab and, you know, no. Obviously
they're so,
huge,
they remind me so much. Like they just crack me the
They're so funny.
They're so funny.
Yes.
And then, like, you guys, also, like, Sarah, you're a little, like, when you talk about Britney, it's, like, it makes, like, how you do your little accent. It's, like, it's just, adorable.
It's fun, and it's meant in good fun.
And then spirit. That's how you guys started to, like, take off, because then you guys obviously had the vision, and then you guys had a good cadence, and then you guys found out
And we've just been, like, super consistent, and...
You have been.
And we haven't, we never quit. Even on off-season, we continue
you
going,
did.
So...
I would listen to you.
And then
a lot of cast would have them, and then they'd drop off,
yes.
and then they'd start again,
yes.
and they'd you know, so
But the
like,
best thing about our podcast is our community of people that listen.
Very much so.
And without them, like, we would be nothing, so the people that listen to our podcast in particular are... So loyal, so amazing. So we hope they come to you too because...
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Because it's... You guys also know that like the trolls probably come for you as well. Like it's hard to kind of... And I remember listening to one of the podcasts before that you guys were talking about how do you navigate... I know we're getting... Like this is a non sequitur, but I know that how... You know, when you guys were saying like... Sometimes you don't even want to look at the comments or the DMs.
Mm-mm. Yeah, or it's the reviews.
For us, it's the reviews. Yeah, or our ratings.
Our DMs and comments are good, and even if people might have constructive, it's like then we'll kind of explain ourselves, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I disagree," or "Oh, that makes sense."
Sorry, so. I can't stop looking at your eyeballs. It's are those real? No, I mean
my boobs. No. Yes, quite obviously. Here. Yes, thank you though.
No, but seriously.
But you have the same issue, so.
But do people ever think that you have like contacts or something? And they like kind of look at you like, where'd you get your green eyes? Where'd you get your brown eyes?
Well, you know what's kind of irritating is the girl in high school that got best eyes, she was famous for wearing all the different colored
there
contacts.
There you go. So that was.
I'm like, that's not fair, but I didn't think I should have been it. I just didn't think it was fair.
Yeah, like you
she
were like, yeah, you're like, well, let's keep this focused.
There's natural.
Let's keep this natural. Yeah. I mean, so. We also can't have the best skin as Holly, and we can't have the best eyes as Sarah. So everyone just.
Yeah, or her hair. And she's like, I want to cut it. And I'm like, don't you fucking
don't
dare.
You,
it's
I
like
would agree.
Katie has amazing hair. And
I know, but
it.
I do like.
she
because she can
her.
Grow it.
Yeah.
In like 2 months, and it's already down to her butt.
Mm. I wanted you to give me the Raquel in our hotel room.
Yes.
That's what I was wanting to do.
Oh, I'm totally rocking the Raquel. You guys, I had just taken out my extensions, and I just did. So you see my little da-da-da, but we just chopped my
Wait,
hair
Wait, you
off.
Had extensions?
I had one.
Oh.
So we just chopped off, my hair, you know, my natural hair was, like, down to here. And then, but at the reunion, I obviously, like, you could tell, like, I had, like, a bunch more. But
yeah.
My hair throughout the season, it was very long. And so I just chopped it because I just wanted a change.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you
like
look
that.
Great at the reunion. Your dress
Thank
was
you.
Killer. You
yeah.
said you can get that too on Shop by Joe?
Yes, you can get my hair extensions on Shopify.com. But Shop, what was it? We're going to have to cut.
Well, okay.
Regardless, you look good at the reunion with or without extensions. And
yes.
your dress was killer. Where can people get that?
The dress is actually going to be on. Well, my
Your website.
Yes,
okay.
shopjoemygosh.com. But I think that...
We'll put all these links in the
yes.
show notes, you guys.
Bro, yes. And I just want to shout out to Sonia, who's the one who basically said to me, like, I'll just say this, like, you know, you watched me in the season, and I felt very uncomfortable next to all of these women that were so beautifully, like, dressed and, like, so beautifully, like, tailored. And, like, I was always behind the scenes, right? I was, like, backwards hat, you know, maybe a little lip gloss, and then, like, a sweatshirt. And then going in front of the camera, I didn't think that that was even, like... an option. And
I love your confessional when everyone else is like in their satin bustier corseted and then you're sitting there and you know my niece would wear those pants like flowery bell bottoms
yes
Indian style
from Goodwill.
Should we even say that anymore?
No, you would have to say crisscross applesauce.
I was gonna say that, yeah,
but I would have gone that way. Yeah, no, but I yes it's
but
like,
it looks so real and comfy and
yes.
like authentic.
Yes,
so
but
I
then I
it.
Get thank you, and then you know it's just like at this even what we're doing here too. It's just it's comfortable. So like when I was able to do the confessionals and like the way I wanted to sit, it wasn't just gonna come. I remember there was one moment where the producer, sorry, I'm not a nun, I got another non sequitur. I remember the camera at my confessionals was shaking because he was laughing so hard, and then Jeremiah was like, "Okay, we got to do it again," because everyone was just laughing because I was just like, "I just farted."
Oh my gosh.
But then, yeah, so yeah, it's the stuff that I wear and that I adore is comfortable. And yeah, I really like being.
You look great, and you're just as beautiful, if not more, than everyone on the stage. And you look great from head to toe. So don't tell yourself that you're not like, can't compete or fit in, because that's not true.
Well, I think that's the thing that every woman obviously always thinks about.
Yeah.
Is that not relatable?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for that. But I also think that when you get really down to it, and then whether or not you're like walking your dog and you, or just like you just always compare yourself to people. And then at some point, you know, you just get to a place where, all right, well, this is who I am.
Yeah. At some point, I just also want to be happy. So maybe stop.
And like Holly, you were, yeah, exactly. And even you were even saying about like how, I think it was one of the episodes you did prior, but it was like I keep bringing this up, but like, how do you navigate like the nasty like comments, and like how do you guys navigate? I know I'm supposed to be the person answering questions, but how do you guys navigate the reviews? Because like that's how I felt being compared on TV.
I focus on our community. Like I'll go find your people. Yeah, I'll go back in there and or someone will respond to that and say that's not true, or someone will send a nice email. The other day I got a DM from someone who was like, "This is my daughter's first dance recital, and it made me think of you." And I was like, the fact that they sent me a picture of their daughter, and like they think like that's the life that I like, just those little interactions mean so much to me that people listen to this podcast. Like, it's just so special.
And
those
the book,
the little moments. Yeah,
so she was really down on herself.
Holly,
on the
what
reviews.
Were you down about
the reviews?
Yeah,
years ago.
Yeah. And it still affects me, just because Sarah and I put so
but
much
we
into
pay
this.
Attention to
thank
the
you
good
that's
ones.
All I yeah you pay so attention. I, so you guys negate the 10% the negative, and you chose focus. So basically,
so
you're
made
saying
her books, pulling out all the good ones.
Oh, that's so
printing
sweet,
them out
Sarah.
A burn book, yeah,
doing like a anti-burn book of all the good
I need
reviews
to do that.
And we
so
should pay
cute.
Attention to those people.
So you guys really try to focus on the 90% positive, but how like, and then the 10% negative, right?
Right,
it's really hard as like a person to do that, right? Because like I'll go home and I'll be able to like look at the beautiful people that, including the two of you, like, you know, after tonight's episode, it's gonna be
a lot.
So you guys decide to, I feel like, but you're better at it than she is, but I love that you made her a book for Holly. Like, Sarah, you made a book for Holly, and Holly was like, this is what I can look at for like a reference. Because I'm like you, Holly. Well, I think that I connect with like the 10% negative, and then I don't. But then that's where Sarah balances you out.
Or they'll say things about her, and it like breaks my heart, because it's like, I know.
So you take it on Holly, and then Sarah's like, oh.
And usually she'll rein it back. So we had like this saying, like we spiral for a second, and usually we'll reach out to, we're lucky we have both of us to do
very
this.
Much so.
So I'm like, I'm spiraling over this, and she'll be like, well, remember, like we've done this, and this, and it's helping with the, you know, like,
oh,
it's
gosh.
Actually. It's actually helped me, like...
That's really good that Sarah can do that for you, and then, like, you
and then
can bring...
We support each other.
Like, that's what you were really
saying,
cool.
So, like, from a,
wow.
Like, a certain... You were saying, it's funny, these people comment to me, they don't know me at all, like other podcasters and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't take, like, the personality slams, because I'm like, well, you really don't know me.
That's
and
good
advice,
okay, Sarah.
And it's okay that if
thank
I'm not
you.
Your vibe...
Yeah.
Or if you want to make fun of like my speech or something, it's like whatever. That's just a low blow. And if you don't like my vibe, also cool, because I don't like everyone's vibe either. If they're taking physical shots, you're not going to tell me anything that I haven't told myself. Worse.
Ooh, I like that.
You know what I
that's
mean?
That's so true.
So like I've already told myself the worst things I could ever hear.
Me too. So
and
that's where you're like there.
And then someone that would take a shot like that, like ew, they're a gross person.
Yes, it's almost like projection.
Yeah, and then the other stuff, the personality stuff, it's like, well, you also don't know me.
There
so
you
if
go.
She were taking those shots at me, yeah, that would hurt.
Thank you for saying that. That's why I like the duo, the two of you, because it's like, you remind me a lot of myself, Holly, where it's like, I definitely take a lot on, but then you have you have this, you know, you have Sarah, mm-hmm. who's basically like, hey, let's really break this down.
Yeah.
And then you guys can kind of like help each other throughout this, because not only are you doing a podcast, you also have your own families, you also have like your own insecurities, right? So then...
And then the older you get, the less shits you give, too.
And thank God.
I know. I'm still waiting on that.
Me too. Gosh. Sarah, you look like you literally could...
Mikayla's friend asked, she's like, when do you get to that point? I'm like, it's coming. Her friend just turned 40. I'm like, oh, you're good. She's already like there. Like, she's like, yeah, I think I don't give any shits anymore. I'm like, exactly. It's great. Like, Erica Jane. Zero
fucks. I love her.
It's very freeing.
I know it sounds really... But I know that I keep talking over you guys, but...
No.
Well, there's that. What is your top... Both of you individually, what are your top three favorite Real Housewives women. Like, what's your top three and what's your top three? I know we're going off topic here, but I have my top three. I can start.
You start.
Okay.
You
okay. Number one, Erica Jane. Number two.
Oh, my God. I
give zero fucks.
I love Erica Jane so much. Number two, I really, really liked, or I still really, really like, you know, Brandi Glanville from Dallas? I thought she was
Brandi Redman.
Oh, Brandi Redman. Yeah. And then my third was Brandi Glanville.
I love Brandi Redman. Brandi Glanville is fantastic TV. And
I know.
Sometimes, because she's like, I don't want, like, she's honest to a.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I had met her a couple years ago, and she was so kind to me. She was like, and I just, like, thought that, like.
Yeah, I have no problem with her.
No, I don't really have any problem with any of them, except sometimes I do feel a little bit, when the people that are attacking others, I mean, well, story of this podcast, but okay, Holly, you go. Oh, shoot, I forgot to mention that I also really like Sonia, and I also really like Kyle Richards, and I also really, 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 really liked NeNe.
It's different categories, because who's most entertaining? Who would I like most as a friend?
You guys need to do that as an actual podcast, by the way. Like,
Emily Simpson as a friend, but I don't know if she's the best housewife.
Me too. Oh my gosh. Oh, Emily Simpson is the most beautiful housewife.
She is.
On Bravo. Yeah. Can we talk about that?
And we met her in person, and she's just glowy and kind.
I cannot. She is number one, the most beautiful, like, housewife, I think, in, like, ever. Anyways, all right, Holly, you go.
Oh, I just cut that out a little bit. Shoot, I lost my sandwich.
You lost your sandwich?
Oh, there we go. Push your thing in a little bit.
This will be 3 hours later.
I'm hearing the crinkle. Sorry, you guys. Technical errors.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
Joe decided to trip over a cord.
No, it was my fault. Okay. Mine are all from OC, which is like.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Gretchen.
No. I'm going to say Vicky. I'm going to say Shannon.
That's your number one. Number two is Shannon.
And I'm going to say.
She's met Vicky several times, and she's very kind to her.
Wait, Vicky, Shannon, who is my other one? I don't know. I'll have to come back for.
Gina, Gretchen, Alexis, what else? No. Heather Bedore.
Alexis was bitchy to us. I thought me.
Yeah. How about Heather Gay from Salt Lake City? I love her.
I like her.
Me too. And like Lisa.
I
like.
Oh, my other one is Teresa. I freaking love Teresa. Throw the table over.
Disagree.
So that's where I have to be like, I can't say she's a favorite. She's a good one for entertainment.
Yes,
purposes
separation in terms of right, like the categories make
she's
sense. So, but your top,
crazy.
You know, this is a super non sequitur. So, but yes,
I love the wild ones. Like, I love chaotic,
because you can observe and you can be like, hi.
Yeah, I love it's just and like Dallas. It's entertaining.
She was one of my favorites.
Yeah, Brandi and Dallas.
Leanne Locken was kind of fun.
I agree. Yes. So, like, you like the wild ones. Mm-hmm. So then, what did you think about like Kim Zolciak and everything?
Yeah, I love her.
Me too. I don't care what's going on with her, like,
I just want to watch.
Me too. I'm obsessed with her fam. I just binged the Don't Be Tardy for the Party. I know that's going to be controversial, but I don't care, because she just literally lights up my life. Okay, Sarah, you go. Top three housewives. This is just like, you know, in general. I know there should be different topics, but and like sub
Peggy from OC. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about her.
I was like, are you going to say like Lynn Curtin?
There's two. Lynn's very nice. I saw her at Burke Williams. She's fine.
Did you buy a cuff?
Right? Is she still?
We were both checking out from our facials. I like Luann and Sonia. I love the crappy lake.
I do too.
I love that too. Yeah, I did too.
That was a good one.
I like Potomac, but it's like they're not like all time Potomac faves, but I love Ashley Darby. I loved Monique. I was a big Monique stan.
I'm a massive Giselle fan.
Oh yeah,
I
yeah,
love
yeah.
Giselle.
Yeah. Well, you look like Giselle.
Wait, isn't her name Giselle?
Yeah,
but yeah.
You look
I look
like,
her. Like Giselle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I got the caramel hair and the bright.
My gosh.
Eyes
oh my gosh. Her and Robin are like friendship goals for me.
Yeah.
I love them so much. But I don't think Robin's coming back, right?
No.
Oh, sad.
Maybe she's just taking a season off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Beverly Hills.
Did you guys like Lisa Rinna?
Did you like Lisa Vanderpump?
No and no.
Oh.
Poor Lisa.
I liked her a lot at my, oh man.
LVP?
Yes.
Oh, she did stand up for you. I loved that. I liked her this season. For a few years, she got into like, she's, you know, a little. she bugged me for a few years this year, and I loved her in the reunion that we just saw, her standing up for you.
She stood up for me the whole season, by the way, because at some point she even came into my dressing room at one, and she like fed me chocolates, and she was like, "You got this, Joe," and she like slammed a chocolate in my mouth, and I was like, "I like you."
Oh, good.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was great. She was very humorous. And then I remember she had to go fly to London the next day, I believe, for the reunion for
Vanderpump Villa.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. So she was, she, the thing with me is that, like, if you don't do something bad to me, then I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But we're different. So, like, you guys get to observe, and then I get to say what.
She hasn't done anything bad.
No. Yeah. No. No. I mean, I have no. But I will say that there are moments where there are things that are misconstrued, but I also think that this is why I love your podcast, because it's very telling on, you guys are not doing this thing where you're just like consistently, "Hey, Nick Vile, you don't even know me."
Yeah.
You guys are very neutral.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like,
he doesn't know a lot of people that he comments on.
I just wanted to, like, that's preface a good point, Sarah. This episode too. Like, we're so excited to have you, Joe, because I feel like our podcast was founded on us wanting to tell all sides of the story.
Yes.
And we've done interviews like this with cast members where some, like, you don't get a voice after the show, you know, and you do, you've been on other podcasts and stuff, but I'm so excited for people to hear, you know, like,
well, Billy Lee's and Raquel's, and those are my best friends. This is the very first one that I've ever done that, like, I mean, I've always followed you guys, but, like, this is all me. This is awesome for me.
Yeah.
Cause I felt safe with you guys.
And you get a platform, and yes, you've done theirs, but, like, you're going to get a different audience. There's going to be a lot of crossover audience, but there's going to be different people. So you can broaden your audience in a safer place and, you know, have your own platform.
So we're so excited to jump into hearing about the reunion. And then, like, I'd love to go back to some of the scenes and pick your brain about what you were feeling.
Yes.
All of that.
Yes. So I got all my talking out of the way. So now I'm ready for this, you guys.
Okay.
So, okay, well, I mean, we're getting into the reunion, first of all. You guys, this is tonight's reunion. It's aired
literally
here.
Yeah,
we just saw it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looked like, you know, as far as support, I mean, Lisa stood up for you. Lala stood up for you. Mm-hmm. Brock gave you a warm welcome. Looked like Sheena was trying to comfort you when you were crying. I guess, what's your experience with the cast, both during filming, and do you talk to any of them after filming? And what was your experience with the cast, like, during filming and then also at the reunion? And do you talk to any of them?
And was the reunion as grueling as they say? Like, everyone's always like, "Oh my God, it's so," you know.
Did you have to be there the whole time?
I did. Answer your question. I do not. I think the favorite parts of the cast were probably, like, Gordo and Butters, and then. like Tom's plants, and then honestly, like, Lala's dress at the reunion, and then Lisa's, you know, like I said, like her little
chocolate kindness.
And I love that she, like, walked in and she gave me such a big hug, and it was so nice. I do not talk to these people as of 2024. And I, you know, talk to some of them, but it's just more of whether it's like a friendship or a work basis, but it's, you know, it's not like, you know, I'd rather, like, eat a caterpillar than, like, talk to some of these people.
Mm-hmm. So you're not talking to Schwartz or Sandoval? No.
I am talking to
Sandoval. I asked Sandoval because weren't you his hairstylist for his shows and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's
yes,
why I asked.
Yes, yes, yes. And I am talking to him. Yes, yes. And I think that there's actually going to be the Schwartz and Sandy's party tonight at the for the reunion number two. So if we're, you know, I mean, I know it's a little bit late, but, you know, we're filming literally, like, live right now. So,
yes.
So it's going to be, Sandoval and I do still speak. I just also have this problem where whenever I talk about a man in my friend group, then of course I'm dating him. So, like, I don't want to infiltrate his life and, like, you know what I'm saying?
He's got a girlfriend. He's very public
about
her.
Exactly.
He was just biting her boob the other day.
Right.
Oh, I saw that.
I did not. But it's the one thing to, like,
well, they posted it.
Oh, that's right. You're not wrong. Yes. And so, like, so Sandoval and I do speak. And then Schwartz has blocked me. So I do not speak to Schwartz.
When you did Sandoval's hair, like, was he, like, a picky client or
so,
like,
easy?
So easy.
Really?
Very easy.
Was he, like, open to, like, creative ideas you would have?
Yes.
Okay.
And there were moments where the best part about Sandoval, when I did his hair for, like, you know, I would say, like, a handful of times, it was like, he would just be like, hey, like, let's do this, this, this. And then he was actually almost like he should have gone into cosmetology school. He's very good at setting trends. He set the trend of the dreads before Justin Bieber did. You guys remember the green.
The green.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. And like, I'm not saying that he's like a, whatever, but it's very cool to see how creative he can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he made a move. Less. Yeah. You know. Yeah. So no, I thought that was.
He also set the trend of the white nails, the lightning bolt.
Yes. Right, but I don't know if those are trends.
I know. It's like so iconic. Like it actually goes with Scandoval because it's like when you think of it, you like immediately think of the lightning bolt, the white nail. Like it's like it goes with
and
it.
And I guarantee you at this point, he never like that's just how he is. Like if you guys weren't even to see him actually on TV, you would see him and spot him at like a grocery store and you would be like, who and what are you wearing? You know, it's just like a very have you guys met him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And he definitely has, you know, he's always got a lot in his mind, but he definitely has a really, really good. I mean, I can't stand the fact that I have a very hard time with this because I'm close to Raquel and I'm also close to him. So
yeah,
I'm closer to Raquel by far, way by like
how does
much.
She feel about
she's so, so compartmentalized. She's awesome. Yes. But at the end of the day, I will tell you that I probably only talk to San, you know, I don't even want to like put, but you know, like there's nothing wrong with me being and setting boundaries with certain people at certain levels. So, but if Sandoval ever needed anything, I would be there.
Mm-hmm.
We also share literally almost the same birthday. So we're very similar in terms of like very passionate, very like, we want to be as supportive and people kind of take that as like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or kind, but Raquel, she knows at the end, like if I had to pick Raquel, done, period. And said, well, would have to be okay with that. Like he's, you know.
What was it like? I've like been curious about this for like you, Kyle Chan, Billy Lee. What was it like?
Well, you know, Billy Lee and Sandoval are not talking anymore.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, let's, you know, the girl had to set a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I will say this, that I'm really proud of her because it has to take a lot to say, and I'm not going to speak on behalf of her, but I'll say this, like, I love her so much and it's hard because I know that everyone doesn't want to Switzerland, but I'm also able to compartmentalize friends in my life and then, you know, but at the end of the day, honestly, I keep saying at the end of the day, I hate that, but.
You know who said that? Rob.
Yes.
He was a minute TV man. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
And it's like, isn't there always an end at the end of the, end of the day? Like, I mean, it's
at the end of the day.
Right. Apparently.
It's like, to be honest with you, it's like, oh, you weren't going to be before.
Right. Was I not before? Like, literally. Well, is that not literal?
Yeah.
It's so irritating. But I think, you know, I know this for a fact. It would obviously be Billy Lee and Raquel at the end of the day.
So, I mean, I know she got along with his girlfriend, so it's not about that. I mean, we're not.
No, it's not. Well, it might be, but it's not. We're not going to.
Yeah. That's not your
bag to handle. I just wanted to say,
what
was it like at the peak of Scandoval for you to.
What
like,
was the peak? What.
When the support was so strong for Ariana, what was it like to. Like, I went to filming at like the El Rey Theater and I saw when you were there.
Oh my God, you should have
Schwartz
said
was there.
Were we filming?
Yeah, we were filming. I had Ronnie with me too, my daughter.
Oh my God.
But anyways, you guys kind of were on the other, like if there were sides, I feel like you were kind of on Sandoval's side a little bit more than Ariana's. Like some people wouldn't even show up to that an event because of their allegiance to Ariana. What was it like? How did the fans treat you? How did you feel? Like, did you feel that pressure?
Well, I'll tell you this. On the way into the venue, I tripped and I had to have my ankle was like, well, let me just explain like the details here.
Okay.
So I had tripped. Production had to like wrap my ankle. And then I remember walking in and, you know, because we were filming.
Yes.
Yes. And they were telling me that they wanted, they were like, well, we'll need you in an hour. We'll need you in an hour. I'm always like pushed to the side, which I'm like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then an hour later goes by and I'm still mic'd and I'm playing Angry Birds in the back. Like I'm not hanging out with anybody. I'm like in the back, literally smoking a cigarette, like literally, sorry, everybody, but don't smoke cigarettes. But literally like I'm sitting in the back waiting.
Do you
and
take
I
take a smoke break right now?
Yes. And then I remember like a knock, knock, knock because I was outside and I remember it was Rob and he was like, Joe, we need you on right now. And I was like, who? So what I felt with the whole thing, it's not like a matter of like be taking a side. It was more of like placement where, you know, you needed to, I mean, it wasn't like that's where I wanted to watch the, you know, the show.
Right.
I wanted to be in the front. Yeah. If I were like, if I were not on the show, I'd be in the front. I'd be like, let's go. Or I'd be in the back, like having a drink. Like, but in the moment, you do have to take into consideration filming.
Right.
And so they do need to place you in a place where, like, there's the lighting, where's, the, you know, the cameras. And I do have a good relationship with, you know, Schwartz at the time and James. And so it was just a matter of, let's just, you know, get her right here. And that was fine. Cause, like, I was, and, you know, he does, yeah, he does a good job. I mean, I really did have a good time. And I forgot what the question was.
That's the first time we met you. You asked us for a light.
Shut the... We met you then?
In San Diego.
I met you guys then?
San Diego.
Wait, I thought we were talking about the El Rey in...
No, but I'm talking about San Diego. That's
when we met?
Yeah. You asked us for a light.
Okay, we're back from our little break. Let's get right into the reunion. So I was super disappointed watching you and Katie interact on the reunion. I felt like they really built up this big scene where maybe we were going to see Katie, I'll use Lala's word, being a little softer towards you. And we kind of got into it, but I was left unsatisfied. How was it for you?
Wait, what were you left unsatisfied about?
I wanted her to look at you and say, "Joe, I'm sorry for calling you a rat. I'm sorry for all those horrible things she said." And I was looking for like a human moment between you two.
Me too.
Where you were you know what, Katie? Like, I appreciate you apologizing. Like, something where there was, like, an exchange. And I felt like Lala just patting her on the shoulder, being like, actually, this is her being kind.
And Schwartz
seems
like, this is as good as you're going to get.
That didn't do it for me.
Did you appreciate, did you hear what Katie actually said, though?
Yes.
It was like, I'm
shocked.
Sorry that.
Yes.
So then I guess I'm sorry that is different than I'm sorry if.
Like you said, in San Francisco.
And I really appreciated that you kind of held her to the fire of saying there's no excuse. And that's,
there was not.
And that's
no
my,
excuse.
That's
yes.
my biggest thing is like, we don't have to be mean to each other and we don't have to say those words to tear each other down. Like, it was just a lot for me. So I'm just wondering like how you felt. And like, this is like full circle of this season. How did that feel for you?
Well, that's a great question. There's a couple parts to this. So when I had watched the finale, when it was like, I'm sorry if, and then I'm sorry. And then it was, well, you're weird. That's weird. Okay. Then you go fast forward a couple months and then you do the finale. And it's, she's saying, I'm sorry that. Mm-hmm. I wanted so badly to be like, can we just discuss? Because like Katie does a very good job of like breaking the words down. But then when you try to break your words down, it's absolutely like project, like you can't. So when I was in that moment, the best case scenario for me to do was to take in her apology and understand that it probably wasn't genuine because I'm sorry that Schwartz did that to you. Okay. So let's equate that to months prior where we filmed the finale and I'm sorry if, and then I'm sorry, you know, and then you're weird. I didn't want to go the, you're weird route. I wasn't ever going to call Katie, you're weird. So what bothered me the most was that there was just a moment of chaos in my brain because I couldn't even believe that this is like almost like, what's the word where you like have, is it deja vu?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then it at that moment sitting there with the lights on you and everything, all I wanted to say was, you're kidding, right? Because that makes no sense. If you can't accept an apology from somebody in the right way that you, so then I'm allowed to also say like no to your apology. So no, I do not accept her apology at the chair, at the reunion, at the moment. I don't accept it. That doesn't mean that I don't, you know, you can't accept an apology from somebody that you don't even know. So for me personally, looking back, it was, finale, I apologized. It wasn't enough. She decided to apologize at the reunion. For me, that wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
It wouldn't. What
about when I just have to go back to this. So in the finale, I absolutely gasped for air when Schwartz was just like, do you have Joseph, say something to them. Like, what was that moment like? You have to walk into the VIP area.
Oh, I'll tell you everything.
He brought you in. Yes.
And then then he puts, it's like, and on the spot. Like,
No. He didn't put me in. He did not.
He didn't?
No. So what happened was we were backstage because we had taken off our mics and we were able to like have like a little bit, like a 15-minute break. So we were waiting for, you know, Sheena to go on. Mic'd back up, and then there was a moment where Jeremiah was like, hey, I really think that you should probably go and sit down with, you know, and talk to Katie. And I was like, I think I should too. Because at this point, like, nothing. Whether or not on cameras or not, something for my heart and my soul, like, I definitely need to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And Schwartz was right there, and he was like, look, I will, like, I'll go with you. As he, you know. And so we had that conversation that you only saw, like, a little snippet of, where he's like, do you, and I was like, I want to tell my story or whatever I said. And what had actually been said was, I'm scared to death, but, and Schwartz says, I will come with you. So then that's when we walked over, and you could see him like leaning over and being like, hey, how, like, like Joseph never wanted to obviously be like negative or rude, but I really just wanted to say at the end of the day, like, could you imagine like your daughter being like bullied by somebody? And then I would assume that you as a mom would be like, hey, go just apologize and just say what you have to say, mm-hmm. and whether or not they forgive you, it's okay. So I did. I did once. I did twice. I did. You don't even see this, but I did it like four times, and nothing was accepted. Yes. Sarah's like, what?
I feel like Billy Lee.
Yes. The Billy Lee was right there for me as well. She was like, I want to get in there. She was like, you can't talk to Joe like that. And then when I left.
Can I ask why if you weren't seeing each other, he said on the reunion, we stopped early filming.
That's not even,
Were you there because production wanted you there or because Schwartz invited you as his plus one to the finale party? Or.
Let's move past that.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
The latter.
You didn't get the mixed messages.
There's that.
Universe, not from you.
I know.
Okay, so you didn't get that from her, and then were you saying something?
I lost my train of thought.
I know, sorry, I have a lot to say.
Fine.
Well, I think that the thing that really bothered me was that, not bothered me, but the thing that bothered everyone but me, myself, and Schwartz and I, was that everyone was very upset with the fact that I was in San Francisco and that I was there. And in reality, like, we both wanted to be there together. Like, we were both very, like, supportive of each other. And, you know, it's very telling that, you know, the reunion shows that he comes into my room and you know, he's, like, helping me iron and all these things. Mm-hmm. When, you know, like, that's definitely, like, Lala said that. She's like, what? We only filmed for 3 months, and that was the very last episode. So you can definitely still see that we still had feelings for each other. And that night, we slept in the same room. Like, I'll say that. Like, we didn't sleep together, but we were in the same bed. So, like, we're very – and we ordered breakfast the next morning. So, like, maybe that's gaslighting. I'm not really sure, but – you know,
who are you feeling that from the most? Like the if you want to call it gaslighting, are you feeling it from Schwartz himself or are fans coming at you and being
I think fans are like really negative towards Schwartz and myself because like we were just trying to navigate just like something. But also, Schwartz really, now I look back and realize that.
Well, it was, you read, I listed all those things.
Yeah, it's like so many things that were. Oh, he gaslit. He gaslit the shit, guys. It's just gaslighting. Basically, is like the worst word. The word is when you're in a relationship with somebody. Literally, I'm sure you both you know this. Like you're married and you have but it's highlighted so hard on a TV show. So it's almost like I'm kind of like showcasing and being a little bit relatable to other women that are showing the same signs with other men. So like you guys are so lucky that you got your, but in the moment, like as a female, it's important to not only be there for T Money, but also to be there for him and his family. And then also be there for him. And like the feeling, and like there were moments where he didn't even ask how I was doing. Like never. Like, and I was just always very, very happy to see him being happy. And like, everyone saw that because I would put all of my energy and effort into him happy, like making him happy.
Right.
And he had never seen that before. And that's why I think he kept saying, like, the bright light and I'd marry you and all the gaslighting moments.
I think,
and
also then, you guys went yeah. through kind of a trip.
We did, together.
Wanna, I don't want to say
And if
that
we can go through that, like, are you kidding me?
Time.
Yeah.
But there was a lot going on with his family, his restaurant, yeah. his life.
And I was there for everything. And I'm never going to talk about any of those details ever. However,
but he did bring you home, and yeah. it was said on the show
yeah.
that he had not brought anyone home other than Katie.
Yeah.
So that's
a He brought huge... Katie home one time, and he brought me home, like, two times.
I know some of his family didn't even go to his wedding with Katie, which yep. to me at the time, because that's when we're really like, what's going on? Like, fly them in.
Yeah.
You know, Jackson yeah. Sandoval flew yeah. in the triplets, but I'm like, yeah. I know his dad was, but, like, where's yeah. the sister? What's her excuse? Like,
yeah.
it's like.
Yeah.
What's going on here? But that's so regardless of you. That's
and I feel like there's frustration from you that the viewers or the fans, whatever you want to call them, are seeing, they're interpreting your behavior different than it really was.
Correct. I'm not a stalker. I'm not a...
Maybe yeah. like supportive is a better word because yes. you were just holding space for him and yes. everything he was going through.
Correct. Yes.
So that's...
And he was holding space for me as well.
Right.
You know, like I was going through some stuff too with my family. Like my, you know, there was family members and things that, you know, we were just very, 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 very like just very... kind to one another in terms of just, you know, I think at the end of the day too, like, don't you want your, you know, significant other to be there for you for whatever it is, right?
So is that possibly why, like, because Katie just seemed like from the jump of when you were introduced to us on the show,
yes,
she was so suspicious of your yes. the way,
which is so weird to me because they got divorced.
Yeah, and, let's talk about this timeline.
Yeah, the timeline. Here we go. So like they got divorced.
So she asked him. She told him in January. 2022.
You know more than I thought it. I thought it was.
It was January.
Oh, love that. I was on. I was going through a breakup at the time, anyways, and I was waiting. Yeah, and I was about to move. Yeah, between.
So
yeah,
you weren't waiting for this no, moment.
I was literally like
that was private, but then people started getting wind of it, so they realized they had to go public with it in February.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they still.
I remember just texting Katie because I remember saying that when Kristen and I were together, yes, and I said that yes, and I remember Kristen saying, like, look, hey, we should just all text her. I was like, I don't even have her number, you know? So she was like, here's her number. And I was like, okay, so I'll text it to her. But she, and yet it came back in my face.
You're an acquaintance. She knows who you are, but you're not friends.
Correct. Yeah.
But then you, I guess, are such a good friend that you shouldn't go after her ex-husband.
Yes.
Because, okay, you guys, just don't get it twisted. She asked Schwartz for a divorce in January. They announced it publicly February. They had to live together in the house to fix up things in their house mm-hmm. for a couple months. Schwartz didn't move into his apartment until what, like June?
I don't even know because I asked him in July when I had that 6 day, it was like 4 to 6 days where I had to have my house.
He had still had boxes everywhere.
Oh, it was disaster.
And so, that's when you were photographed outside walking the dog, right?
Correct.
So that's when yeah. like the timeline started, was right around
that. That she did not film.
No.
Want to film.
No.
She
Season
wasn't
10, no.
waiting to be on the show, targeting the show for years.
No. I don't know if you guys have ever couch surfed, but I had no idea he was even filming.
You're in between apartments.
I'm friends with him in a way that's not a, you know, a part of the show, right? So it's not like I was like, ooh, more so like I just didn't want to get an Airbnb and spend like $500. And I couldn't go to Kristen's because she had COVID and she was going to a wedding. And I didn't want to go spend time at her air, it's a logical. And then I remember her say, Kristen saying, like, hey, you can go down the street to Schwartz's for those 4 days. I was like, great, that's what we, you know, I feel like that's what you would do as a friend. And then
I feel like she hasn't mentioned that before, that part.
Of course not.
Yeah,
no, of course not. It was a phone call at like 10 p.m when I was freaking out and thinking, like, do I have to get an Airbnb? And she was like, no, I just moved to my place, and like, you can go down to Schwartz's, he lives down the street. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll call him tomorrow. Done.
So it sounds like very innocent. It sounds
very much so.
It sounds like it just happened to work out how.
Well, why wouldn't it? Like, I mean, have you guys ever actually like called somebody and been like, hey, do you know somebody who knows somebody who knows? Like, I just need a place to stay. Like, you want to save money.
I mean, I haven't done that, but I've always
well,
wanted to.
You have to move out by a certain date, and your new apartment's not ready till like
right.
The
and I've had people like crash on my couch multiple times, like mm-hmm. when, you know, in my apartment or any apartment where like they're just like, Hey Joe, like, is there any way that I could like literally like just like bring my, you know, I've got like my, I got my, you know, everything's packed up in my truck outside, but like, can I just, and I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, just like, yeah. There you go. And you know,
so this is six months.
Weird.
6 months after she asked him for a divorce, she had already been sleeping with other people.
Yes.
And dating other people.
Yes.
So even like you went to couch surf and whenever it is that physically happened, I'm not Andy Cohen
did not,
here to grill you.
No, but that's fine. We did not at all. I went to my brother's wedding on August 6th and that was the last time I had seen Schwartz for a while.
Okay.
So how long is and then an acquaintance that Katie has met a couple times at yeah. Kristen's house supposed to wait to date her ex-husband of 6+ months?
Anybody dating, exactly. And anybody even dating, like, I thought it was so sweet that Schwartz even, like, let me, like, he could have said, like, no. But the poor guy had his boxes everywhere. And I was like, okay, I can help you. Like, let's organize this stuff. Like, I got to leave in 4 days. My brother is getting married in Wisconsin. And then, you know, I got to go to my, you know, storage unit. And then I have to, like, make sure that I have, like, my wedding. Where is that even at? Like, I got to pack up. And so then I ended up leaving. And then I came back and I got to go to my, you know, back to my apartment. So it was just like, you know, and then in the same breath, Kristen's, like, ripping me a new one. And Katie's ripping me a new one. And all I'm trying to do is just, like, be happy with my brother's new wedding and, like, his new, you know, wife. And then
that must have been after Sheena had come by and been like, oh, my friend Joe's sitting
yes,
here.
And yes, yes. Because that second, that was exactly what happened. So that was what we called Pizzagate. So the night that they filmed, do you guys remember the night where they filmed the... Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was sleeping in the guest bedroom.
Yeah. And they showed that.
Yes. And that's when they decided to, like, pile all my jewelry up in, like, a freaking cluster F. And then, like, they threw my toothbrush in there and they were like, oh, Joe's disgusting. And then, you know, remember when they were, like, taking all of my stuff from the shower? And, like, and I remember this had aired later, but it was the episode where I was, like, zipping out of the door. Remember when I was walking my dog and mm-hmm. I was zipping out of the door?
Yeah.
And he was, poor Schwartz, he had burnt a pizza that morning and I woke up to the alarm and I found him passed out in his bed and he, like, knocks on my door and he's like, Joe. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay, well, I have to leave, you know, in like a couple hours for my flight. He's like, oh my gosh, production's here. I slept in and I'm thinking, oh shoot. So I run out, production sets up and then they catch me leaving. And I'm like, I'm done. So, you know.
Yeah, you look like you didn't want anything to do with it.
Nothing to do with that.
You're like, I'm out of here. I'll take the dogs for a walk. Bye.
Yes. That was the fourth season that they had tried to get me to fill. And I was like, no. So then you see me leave. And then what you don't see is that I end up grabbing my backpack and my dog's leash. And then we end up, like, leaving. And then I take my stuff out. And then that's when I leave. I think it was, like, that night. Because I had a couple more hours to, like, obviously, like, wait there at Schwartz's until I could actually get on my plane in Burbank. That's where you see me leave. And then that's when I ended up, like, flying out to my brother's wedding that night. And then, yeah.
So, I don't know. For me, the timeline should be no issue for Katie. There shouldn't be any issue. You know, seeing other people.
She was already seeing other people. And I know that he had even expressed that in multiple. Yeah. But if you're divorced, you're divorced. Could you imagine? Like, it's just... Yeah, I do know, actually. Like, you don't get to... Like, I could never put my ex-boyfriends in a box and be like, hey, you cannot date Gisele Bündchen or you cannot date a rat. Sorry. But, you know, like, you go to, like, the bottom is a rat, the top is Gisele. Mm-hmm. Anything in between is perfection. So, like, you cannot tell anybody else that you actually, like, say that you don't want to be in a relationship with. You cannot tell him to date other people or date whoever... I mean, I don't know what the target was on my back, but it is what it is.
Okay.
I don't know why I just did, like, the Gisele to Rhett. You know what I mean? It's like 0 to 10.
I just want to point out just something that bothered me about this, too, is it's like you caught all the shit for this and Schwartz didn't. Everyone still talks to him. It's fine. No one makes comments under their breath, like Brad by Brad.
Wait, how do you know that though? Because I think that he's obviously closer to the cast than I am. So mm-hmm. like that makes sense. But I will preface this with, I never wanted to get on the show. I said no multiple times, but I know my truth, and it's going to really come back and kick him in the ass if he doesn't actually speak it up. Because, I mean, speak it up? Is that a thing?
Speak it up.
Speak it up, kids.
Speak it up.
No, but what was...
That's the new shirt. Speak it up.
Speak it up, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that... I don't think that it's important. I think it's more important to realize that... I don't know. I think that I think Schwartz hesitated a little bit and like got a little scared. And I think that he didn't want to be in.
Yeah. And I don't think he like, I'm not saying he gaslit you in your relationship.
But, oh, he definitely did.
But in his.
He definitely did.
Now, I mean, as he speaks of, he's like, we are just friends. We're a situationship. But my list was.
Yeah. You don't say the list. Say the list.
You don't say we're magical. We're lightning in a bottle.
Number one.
And then sleep with someone more than once a week. Several times a week. You don't say I love you while in combination of these things. You don't invite the person on trips to another city with your work, right? It's a work trip. You don't bring them home to meet the family, especially when you've only brought one woman home, your ex-wife. You don't go on romantic dates like a swan boat. I have not seen him and Jax on a swan boat.
I've not either.
Hey, Jax, do you want to go do the swan boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's
just when they said the breadcrumbing and the gaslight, and
it makes sense. It is. I just think that we need to like talk about that because, like, if you really break it down, even though I think that he's a fantastic person, I think that he needs to prioritize, and obviously he's prioritizing. I think he's done this his whole life, but I don't want to. I think he appreciates people that don't push him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the people that do.
But then those people get taken advantage of. And the people that do, they get.
And I pushed him a little bit. Not in a mean way, but in a like a kind, like, let's get you, let's build you up. Let's like get you on the Peloton. Let's like,
and I do think, a routine. And I think in the beginning, he loved like the support and space that I was talking about that you gave him. And he appreciated that so much. And then I don't know what happened, but the way he's acting, it's frustrating to watch because it's like we see something different. Like but what I'm saying is like I guess this is my opinion, but I see what you're talking about, and I don't see what he's talking about. So I think that he's missing, like, he needs to rewatch like the show or something.
The totality of everything.
Yes
It's not one off thing. I say I love you to all my friends. It's like, it's not just that, Schwartz. It's the totality of all of those things and more.
And also, like, I don't know what dating looks like, but I think that that's what dating looks like. I mean, I
do not be.
Is that not what you would consider a boyfriend? I mean,
well, I just think it's bizarre that you even have to make a case for this. Like,
thank you.
And I feel like you, like, people are like, she keeps going live and like saying that she, you know, that she's defending that she was. It's like, no,
well, I don't have a pod.
I'm sorry. Rachel, like, a live.
I love going live and you're expressing.
You're saying it because people keep asking you and people keep questioning it.
Holly, Sarah,
and coming up with their own, like, well, she's just
and
this,
so
she's
I
that.
And I see you trying to like correct them, but like, I don't even think you need to. I really don't. I think
I agree.
I think that
shut it down.
We saw it. We saw what he did, and he needs to, like, you know, do some work and like, figure that out.
Yeah, I agree, Holly. Yes, I do. Yes,
and even the Katie stuff with the friend level, like, you were my friend. It's like,
okay, it was
very clear. She's already said many times, she was just someone I knew. She would be at Kristen sometimes. But if we're going to go the friend route and you're a friend, what about Rachel O'Brien and Stassi and Brittany and Kristen and everyone hooking up?
Yes.
But they're all bridesmaids together. Katie's Brittany's maid of honor. Well, what about, you know, like, if you're going to go that friend route. And
what,
like,
about Max?
Thank you, Holly. Yes. That was so.
And as was revealed tonight, clearly she hooked up with them again.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was up like a wink, wink. Yeah. We all knew
We did hear that last fall, and we talked about it on our podcast. It's just nobody cared.
And I know. Well, and imagine
you're like,
imagine
who cares?
But imagine if Max got annihilated like that. What if everyone was like, Max is a rat. He moves strange. Like, what a weirdo.
Yeah, like, I get ripped apart for something that, like, I swear, like, think about this.
Best friend with his ex-wife, like.
Yeah.
How is that just like, you old dog?
Yeah, like, shoot.
But you're a homewrecker, crazy weirdo.
what a terrible, sorry. Like, it's so, like, are you serious? And then it is crazy. I think there's two things. One, either that, this is going to sound controversial, but I do believe this in my heart. Katie was jealous of the connection that Schwartz and I had, because otherwise there would never be that reaction towards me ever.
Maybe what they used to have when they were fun-loving.
Yeah, maybe that's what
it
is.
It just hasn't been that for a long time.
Right.
And I will throw Katie a bone here, because I feel like...
Oh, I'm not throwing Katie under the... I'm saying that would be an option, and then the other option would be... other option would be... She just doesn't know me enough to even say these things about me, but then she has a platform to talk about me, so it's like...
Well,
I'm going to talk about like how I feel.
Yeah.
And like, you don't get to say anything about what Schwartz went through the past like 2-3 years with me while he was crying in the corner about you, Katie. But then Katie ripped me apart. It's very weird girl code. Like, I'm not doing something. I've never done any injustice towards her. I've never said one thing bad about her. I've never been. And she just ripped me apart. So if you really want to go there, you got to say something that makes sense. Nothing that you're saying is making sense, Katie, because I don't even know you. Sorry, go ahead,
no,
Holly.
No, I was just saying, like, just to, like, put myself in Katie's shoes, if I were to do that, it would 100% be that I was
do
jealous.
What?
If
oh, yes, like, exactly. It makes sense. But then you don't have to talk about it, though.
I would still be...
I was jealous of the fact that Schwartz had moved on so fast after me, but I don't... Like, I'm not going to rip his girl... I met her, and she was very sweet.
I would still
but
feel
But what Katie did to me was psychotic.
Yeah, I would... I just...
I wouldn't be... I would just be like, let it go.
Yeah, and I maybe she
oh,
wasn't...
Oh, you would be more possessive? I wouldn't.
I'm just saying maybe...
I'd be like, let it go.
Maybe she wasn't ready. Like, maybe she wasn't
That's
there
too
yet.
Bad. You got a divorce. Move
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Well, it was
yeah.
her choice. If it yeah. was his choice, she can be bitter.
Yeah.
It was her choice.
Yeah, but you don't get to talk about somebody that you don't even know. Like,
she
you
can
don't,
be
I don't
bitter,
even know you.
She can't, like, make
yeah, yeah.
directions.
Like, let's support Schwartz and his new girlfriend. Like, I don't understand, okay. like, why... You know, like, let it go.
Speaking of, that was rough. Like,
oh, yeah, that was rough, though. The reunion,
and then,
yeah.
Like,
but I also want to make sure that he's, like, not...
He already said those things, and he's like, oh, wait, it's disrespectful to Joe. And it's like, but you already just said, it's like, oh, she's a drop-dead gorgeous. And so it's like, can you just, like, wait till Joe leaves?
Does it
actually, I wasn't there for that. They edited that. Yeah, that part was... I wasn't there. I was watching it.
Oh, interesting.
I'll tell you this. This is so crazy. Okay, so, like, in that moment, sorry. Andy asked the question mm-hmm. about your new girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see, sorry, I have a pretzel in my throat. So you see, there's a moment where he talks about me, or sorry, he talks about his girlfriend, but then what you don't see is that was already done, like, that was almost like the last scene before, and you'll see this next week where you see... Me and Allie come back and we have to do like the final. Yeah. We come back. We do like the final cheers. Mm-hmm. With a sandwich.
Okay.
And what you don't see is that I was not sitting next to him at that moment when he was talking about his girlfriend and they flashed the photos on the screen. But then there was, so that happened like later. Mm-hmm. But what you do see is like him sitting next to me and being like, I was there for that part where you see him like and being like, we don't want to da da da. And I was like, well, you already, you know,
said it.
Yeah. So when he's talking about, it was actually really cool. Cause like Lisa and all the girls were like, well, now you're going to try to disrespect Joe. Like that was kind of like a messed up situation.
Yeah,
right.
Lala, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, oh, now you care about Joe's feelings.
Yeah. Or, right. Yeah. But like the very end, I'll tell you this little secret. So there's a moment where like you're behind, there's the light, you know, beating down and then you get the there's 100 people behind and then you see like the whole, and I remember I locked eyes with Tom Schwartz and that was the last question that Andy had asked Tom Schwartz and he said, hey, how do you feel about your new girlfriend? And he was like, oh, she's a whatever, blah, 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 blah. And he like locked eyes with me and he was like, but I don't want to disrespect Joe. And then that's where they were like, and cut. And then we had to walk out and do the cheers. So they edited that in,
okay,
but he felt pretty shitty. I could see that he felt pretty shitty because after that we had hugged and he, I don't know what's his problem, but I do think that he's happy and he's good.
So from the first time that you came on our screen this season, he did that a lot where he would be like, Joe might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I really like her. Like he would like say something like that would be
light
like
light of my life.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know if you guys
I'd
are
marry
all gonna
her.
Like her, but I do. I think she's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the viewers were like, I wonder how that makes Joe feel. Like, did you like when he would kind of like say something nice and like
of course. Well, I loved it when I mean like that was just exact like I love that we're all like I feel so like vulnerable when I talk about this because this is obviously something like, can you imagine like the first 2 years of your, you know, dating your significant, you know, it's like, it's tough. And then being on like a billion person platform.
Yeah.
And then picking and choosing like who you want to talk to about this. Okay. So for me, I was under the impression that you have a relationship with somebody and then you just be consistent and kind and, you know, what are the other qualities in a person that you really love? humor, the cadence, the delivery, the happiness, all the things. And then when it came down to the light of my life and I'd marry her and, you know, it definitely doesn't make me feel good watching back because it definitely makes me feel like, you guys, I'm just as confused as you guys are. I mean, I think the reason why people are so connected to this connection that Schwartz and I have is because we really did have chemistry.
Yeah, you could see it.
It was crazy. Like, it was easy. It was fun. It was great. But I don't know if I answered the question.
And did more than just friends, because uncomfortably so, as it was funny, you guys, we were talking about this earlier, kind of the misogynistic, like, Andy drilling Joe and Schwartz about... you know, oh, you're fucking, oh, how long, how many, you know, how many times a week? And everyone's like, and she was like, can you imagine someone being like, oh, you have a new boyfriend, how many times do you fuck a week? Like, you might have that with your best girlfriend, right, when you're sitting around drinking wine.
Yes.
Not on national TV, interviewed by Andy Cohen and Lisa Vanderpump, sitting there like, yes, how many times so are you shagging? Are you shagging twice? That's a lot for me. Whoa. You must be boyfriend, girlfriend. No, 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 Lisa. Let's not go crazy. Why, you're shagging her twice, three times. That's more than my lifetime with Ken. You know, like, who asked that? And it's like, are they asking the guys that? They asked Katie that with Max. Or they'd be like, Sandoval, how many times did you shag Raquel? No, but if Raquel was on that stage, be like, Raquel, how many times did you fuck Sandoval? Like, they're just, it's just,
yeah,
it's so or like, obvious.
Or like James said, how many times do you get your dick wet?
Yes. Or go eat
you
a dick.
You downstairs get your dick wet or dick sucked. Your poo-poo sucked. He was so funny. But yeah, invasive. And you're like.
No, very.
If I was you, I'd be like, sorry, my
I'm laughing
are
so
watching.
Hard right now because I'm
like, I watched Barbie on Below Deck and she's like, my dad's gonna see this. And it's like, I'd be like, oh my god, my dad's gone. But I'd be like, oh my god, my dad's gonna watch me on the reunion and be like, ah,
your
I fuck him like three times a week. You know, like, no, I don't want my parents seeing that.
But your dad's gone?
Yeah, but remember, I'm old. You forgot.
Sorry, you look young.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. Oh my gosh. So I'll just answer that really fast. Okay, so it was kind of funny because the best part of that whole situation was when Andy asked me that question. I was very open about it. Very weird question, though. Yeah. I would love to know, like, how my, you know, my business partner and her husband have sex all the time. Like, what the actual F?
Like, is that what we all wanted to know?
No,
like,
I think that was a very weird. It's not. That was so weird. Like, that you should have saved those seconds and those, like, editing moments to something definitely different. Yeah, that was very weird.
That's why I'm saying I was yes, left I agree, unsatisfied. Holly. Yes. Because it was like.
There was so much wasted time on that point. Like, it was almost like people were very.
Invasive. Very and much personal so. And a yeah. little, like, sexist. And
yeah, I would agree.
That's why yeah. he's in trouble. He's fine, but he's in trouble a little bit. Like,
well, I also.
A little inappropriate.
Well, it was very inappropriate. And I also think that the best part, though, was that Lala actually called out and said, is it sporadic or is it frequently? And I turned to Sheena and I was like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
And you guys don't see that. But, and Sheena was like, she was like, and I remember like Lala looking at me and she was like, you don't have to answer that. You know, she was like, you know, whatever. And so I was like, and I don't think that you guys actually see me answer it because I was like, that's
even,
weird.
You kind of looked to Schwartz yes. to answer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You kind of like, you were uncomfortable.
Very much
clear.
So. And did we also already talk about the fact that like when Andy asked me about like, did I hide the relationship with Schwartz? And I said,
did you hide it?
Did Schwartz ask me to hide it? And I said, no, I meant to say yes. Mm. So there's that.
Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
Schwartz did ask you to hide the relationship. He didn't want anyone to know.
Did you see the season?
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
So Schwartz keeps mentioning, and I've heard Kristen mention this too, that there's like some reason that you guys have stopped speaking right now. That there's, he's like, I don't want to bring anything up, but you know, we did have to set a boundary. And we saw a little bit of that on the show of you guys saying like,
yes,
this isn't, you know, it's, let's take a breath. And that's when he says all of the love bomby things to you and is like, you know, just yeah. like, hold on 10 years, Joe, you know,
yeah.
it's like
10, 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll marry you. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Can you give us like a little insight insight on that? If anything, if you can share anything on that?
I don't think I can. I don't want to infiltrate anybody into this conversation, actually, because I definitely think that I know he knows, but there's not one thing that would make me think that, you know, it's like the end all. It's very crazy that people like are very intrigued by our breakup, but at the same time, like, at some point you have to just kind of like protect other people that are involved.
Right.
And I'm not going to speak on their behalf, and I'm not going to, you know, speak on Schwartz's behalf. I'm not going to speak on certain people that have been in our inner circle, and things happened, and that's something that
I feel like they really know that too, the people that keep bringing it up. So yes. I was just curious about that, and I thought there must be something that you're not wanting to share, because obviously you would.
I would obviously, yes, but I also think that when it comes down to it, I'd rather do like a cartwheel like 17 times down a hill than like speak about this, because it definitely is,
it's still ongoing, and it's still, you guys are still working through this, and
no, it's over.
It's over. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's with a new girl. However, I will say that, you know, breakups happen, and I don't think that that should be anybody's business, but between the two of us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm still like 17 cartwheels.
Cartwheels or cartwheels?
You know what? This Cutwater is like 11%.
And I still love the fact that your sweatshirt matches your eyeballs.
Well, that was a selling point. I mean, I love that.
I know. I love that on you. Yeah. So it's been crazy, you guys. It's been crazy.
What made you decide to do the clothes?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
So why did you move to... And this was a question I had, but then we were reading listener questions, and what brought you to LA, like
I went to college in the Twin Cities, and then Minnesota, and then
that's where I'm from.
I know, St. Paul.
And you said the Twin Cities.
St. Thomas, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of friends that went to St.
Yep.
Thomas.
Yep. And then got my bachelor's in marketing. And
is that how you and Schwartz bonded? Because he loves talking about
Minnesota. No, because we're both born in Florida in the same hospital.
Oh.
So we're both Florida, Minnesota. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, sorry.
But no, we bonded by like fist pumps and like soccer ball around, and like we're just... children.
Lucy's. Okay, so you went to St. Thomas, and then you got out here how?
By a car.
Me too. Mine was a Ford Escort. What was
yours? Mine was a Honda Civic.
Of course. Honda Civic Selfie. Honda Civic Selfie.
Is that why
you and Sandoval get along? You guys talk about... Did you meet him at a Honda Civic like car club? That's how Joe became Sandoval's hairstyle. She met him at a Honda Civic Selfie Car Club meeting support group.
I had not met him yet. Oh my God. My car broke down. My car broke down in Colorado with my boyfriend at the time. And then we just drove all the way to...
Why were you coming here?
I had a job at Tony and Guy at Bedhead.
Oh,
yeah.
TG,
yeah. And I was their marketing director for...
Cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I actually go to college, and then I went to cosmetology school, and then I got a job here, and then I worked at, I believe it was HBO for like a week or two, and then I got... and then I moved into a position of an executive assistant for a director, and which probably was like one of my favorite jobs, because it was like very... like Holly, where you can kind of like organize.
That's my dream job too. Yeah. I was a great executive assistant.
Yeah. Yeah. You can kind of
like. She's a really good bitch.
Yeah.
Yep. I am.
Me too. Yeah. Well, you can tell that dating Schwartz.
You can tell that I like went to CVS and got that bag.
I got
if
you.
Holly like packed that, it would be like in some magical crate with like just shit everywhere that's like personalized, customized. I'm like, I'm like, oh, let's just bring this to. We went to like.
Well, obviously, you saw what I brought the swag for you guys, and it is a garbage bag.
That's
and
my
then
style.
And then she's like, let me make this personal. And you know what's so funny is that Holly, I'm going to remember that.
Hers would have been made of tulle. Island.
Yeah.
Well, and we gave Summer Moon a gift, and I had to find like an inner tube with like a rainbow going over it and a moon, and like I blew it up and put everything in there.
And then she wrapped it in tulle.
I go like too crazy. So
No. I think that you definitely.
But it always works out really. It looks really cool. I'm always like, you got balloons. We don't need balloons in this. And then I was like, and then everyone's looking like, who are they at that table? I'm like, okay.
But also,
you made
nice. Yes, I'm the same as you, Sarah. Where like actually, she overthinks, but she thinks like in the future. Basically,
I'm not a good executor.
So that's how Sonia and I work on our clothing line for Shop Joe My Gosh. So Sonia is Holly,
an executor,
and I'm Sarah. So like when you say those things,
you know what you like and don't like, and what's good and not good, but.
And then she's like, but let me tell you something. And then she sits there and she's like, let's just wait for Sarah and Joe to like maybe pick it up. And like, and then you go to the party and you see the balloons, right? And you're like, oh, shoot, Holly was right. Yeah, that's how I feel about Sonia.
She's done everything. It's like, I would have never gotten that. And I'm like, oh, shit, it makes sense.
Yeah, because at the time you're thinking, yes. And then like you realize and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so grateful for the.
Do you know what she did? One time I had a big birthday party in Palm Springs. And she,
for you?
She had three.
You just threw your own self a party?
She did.
It's always going to be the best party if I plan it myself. And then I know what I want. And everyone came. Hotel rooms.
I mean, I'm sad I wasn't there.
She wheeled in like all these valet carts, and she made the whole theme like Wizard of Oz, and then she wheeled in a 300-pound patio warmer. That I'm like, you could have just left that at my house for the. Well, it wouldn't have been. She brought it all the way through the hotel, and then wrapped.
Did you say da 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 da?
Yeah.
That's
but
my
it's
girl.
Like 12 feet tall, 300 pounds.
So she's having to navigate something for you, and you realize that's a beautiful part about you guys,
it's
because
a lot
the fact
of effort.
That like that, you realize how you guys are. That's a you guys have a great friendship because you can see where you help her, and then it's like you pick up where she needs it, and then when she needs it. Or, like, when you need it, she picks up for you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's really...
I mean, I did do okay with your, like, baby shower and shit. Yeah.
She goes, I did. I did okay.
This bathtub cake. It was, like, the size of the
What's
table.
A bathtub cake? Oh, a cute bathtub.
It was, like, a baby in a bathtub
insane.
With a shower head.
It was insane.
Like, a shower. And it was, like, 300 pounds.
The thing
shit.
Is, it's not like you guys but have to overdo each other.
Yeah,
it's
no.
just more of a thing where it's, like, that's a beautiful
oh,
part. Because, like, I'm like you. Sonia is like Holly. Where it's, like... You and I are coming in, and then they kind of can break us down and be like, well, let's think about it, because we're like, right? But then our girls come in, and Holly and Sonia come in, and they're like, yeah, this is our podcast.
And then you're like, that's exactly what we
Yes! Do. And you never thought about it until... Because, like, think, yes, exactly. Sorry, moving on.
We have a comment coming in from our Patreon that says, please ask her to make Rat Girl merch. I will legit buy it.
Oh. I'm so down. Let me text Sonia right now and make sure that we get some.
A good
what
one.
Should we do? A
that's
Rat Girl.
A good one.
Well, I wanted to do Sloppy Joe with James.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lean into it.
What should I do?
Like, Sheena's leaning in finally into the stuff people make fun of her for. That's the shit people are going to buy, you know? And not because obviously you're a stunt, but it's like lean into it and make everyone else the joke, not you the joke. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And
wait.
Make money off of it.
Are they watching? We should be. I don't want to be live because then that obviously would like totally like.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait. But no, they'll all watch it though. They'll watch it and they'll hear it right away.
Okay. So Rat Girl merch. Okay. What do you think that I should put on it? Like a rat on top of like piggybacking on a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a rat on a shoulder.
A rat on a pig.
What's a rat girl?
A rat on a pig with bleached blonde hair.
That's funny.
Should we ask Katie?
People want to know, and how are your merch sales doing? Like, is it
really good?
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I know that it sounds crazy because everyone's like, oh, you go, blah, you go. But like, for me, the clothing that I wear, we had to find it and we put it into... the comfy category, and I remember actually coming to this podcast and be like, what am I gonna freaking wear? And I looked at my jumpsuit and I looked at my sweatshirt and I looked at the pink and the blue and I was like, oh shoot, everything's comfy.
That's the most important thing.
I mean, I walked in with that sweatshirt on and like my pants on. I was like, shoot,
but that pops.
What?
But that color pops, especially with your eyes.
Well, your eyes as well. And she's got pink eyes over there. Yes. Yes. No, I really love that. Because honestly, at the end of the day, like, wait, I have to do something really quickly.
Holly, you guys, doesn't have pink eye because pink eyes because she used Lumify. Hashtag Lumify.
I do not have pink eye.
Please sponsor this podcast.
And also, Shop Joe My Gosh will sponsor this podcast.
Yes.
So shout it out. Shop Joe. But I have a couple more questions. But yeah, but you, tell them where done. To go. Tell them where to go.
Oh, it's Shop, S-H-O-P...
J-O-M-Y-G-O-S-H. I cannot believe there's actually a different JoeMyGosh.com.
I know. Did you see that?
I died because I had
She's a person that's like in the army.
Military.
Yeah, I know. And the poor girl like keeps DMing me and she's like, I just keep getting... And I'm like, shoot.
Oh,
but
gosh.
I know. But it's Joe... It's Shop Joe My Gosh and then Joe My Gosh. That's just my Instagram.
Yeah.
We don't need to, like, if you just go on my link tree, which is, like, the thing that's down there, it's just, like, Shop Joe My Gosh, and then that's where you can find it. I would love, if you go to www.shopjoemygosh.com, you can find all the pieces. I have not stopped living in them since.
I love the cargo pants, and I love the
me too.
Top with it. Like, right
I
now,
love that. I
want to.
I love that you launched so fast too, because Sarah and I have been dying to put out some merch, and we have not yet.
But get it out on my website.
So you have inspired us to
thank
get
you.
That
but
done.
We've only
I know exactly who you guys have to talk to is Ken and Sonia. They like literally like it's the best. Like
we've
they
only been at it, Holly, since 2016. So
yeah,
give us
get
some
it
time.
Together.
Have some
wait.
Patience.
Let's. We should do something with you guys.
Yeah.
Why don't we do? Yeah. What would you guys want to do? Would you guys? No. We could just. What do you guys want to, like, just see, like, Vanderpump Rules party?
Yeah, people just want to buy a sweatshirt with, like, our logo on it. So, that's it.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Like, I ordered some tote bags, but it's, like, I don't know, with the shirts. And
it's
that's
not
I said
that hard.
Like,
I'm going to, I'll text so. Okay. Okay, here's the thing. We should do something like that. I know we're talking. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
okay.
later.
Are you still in a basketball league? And, oh, my God, I played that in high school, too.
What position did you play,
forward.
Sarah?
Oh, you. Were you center because you're taller?
No, I was shooting guard.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We always have the short people as shooting guards. And, like, you're from a small town like me, so I would have thought you would have been, like, center.
Did you get ripped down there when you were trying to rebound? Like, did you get, like, because you're a forward. Point guard?
No, forward.
You were,
yeah,
okay.
like, yeah, I'd get the
you were
rebounds
number four
stuff.
Or five.
Like, there's point guard,
one,
there's
two,
center,
three, four, five.
And then the other people. I'm the
yeah.
other people.
You're the four yeah. and the five yeah. rebounding. Okay, so did you yeah. do, like, a lot of
like,
rebounding?
Like, the shooter or the rebounding, yeah.
Oh, you were a shooter, too?
Yeah. Well, we all were. It's a small town. We all did everything.
Okay, how many people are on your team?
I was in, like, five sports.
This makes
plus
me very happy, by the
dance.
Way. This makes me very happy, by the way, really
and
quickly.
Editor of the yearbook. You can be everything in a small
I was,
town.
Too. Me, too. Wait, how many people lived in your town? And what was your town?
Over 3,000.
And what was your town?
It's a town.
What's it called?
She doesn't want to reveal.
Oh, I'll reveal mine. Kohler, Wisconsin. It was literally 2,000 people. I was oh. editor of, I was the treasurer of math club.
No.
I don't even know what that even
damn.
Means, I think. And then.
I could use you when, like, not to.
Well,
I
mean.
I had my niece help me with my, because I finished.
But
okay, go on. Sorry.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
I literally like.
We're like bonding over the small town thing. I'll just say this. It was funny because, like, you know, did you guys have like prom queen and then also like homecoming?
No, we just had homecoming king and queen. We never had prom queen.
And then how
king.
Did that happen? Would you guys just like get like pick a rose and then you were just like how did you
no,
get
you
get voted?
Voted?
Okay. So
yeah.
then there was like five people and
yeah,
then,
you get like the top 10 and
yeah.
then it goes down to the five. And then
yeah.
the five were the like walk up
and then you won.
They pretend to crown. No, I wasn't homecoming queen.
You weren't?
I was way too shout out high school friends. They will tell like I got like five high school awards. I was very popular, but I'm way too controversial. Very popular, but with that comes hate and love. So
wait,
it's way too
did you win? What'd you win in your I want to ask both of you guys this, in your high school
craziest?
Yearbook? No, that's not a thing.
I did though.
Oh, you actually have like
yeah.
a craziest on
craziest,
your
most unique
craziest?
Best dancer.
You guys, you won three
best party thrower.
You won four.
I got five.
So why were you not prom or like homecoming?
Because I'm people love me or they hate me. Because I was very
crazy.
Because I didn't give zero fucks back then either. And that doesn't fly in a small town.
That's not. You that's need to very follow. True. You need.
You
yes.
need to fit in.
Yes.
Everybody wears the same thing.
Correct.
And I was showing up in like the MC Hammer pants in silver, and they're like, "That's not Oshkosh B'gosh overalls."
You know, I know. Like, it's like it's not from Appleton.
Yeah.
I don't know where you went from, but like, so yeah. Wait, where did you, Holly? Did you get anything in the yearbook, or did you win?
So
I feel like you would be prom queen.
I think a lot. Like you were saying that, like, I sounded younger on the podcast, or you thought mm-hmm. I was younger, and that's probably because of the way I was raised. I was like raised in a private Christian school, very sheltered. So mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, I'll talk to Sarah about like the worldly things, and I'll be like, "What was that?" Or, you know, whatever. So I get like very excited about things.
But she wasn't allowed to like watch like Three's
I couldn't
Company.
Listen to.
I wasn't either.
I
actually,
I couldn't listen to like secular music. Like,
I wasn't either.
When The Bodyguard came out, couldn't watch it.
Same. I couldn't either.
The Bodyguard.
And I used to like.
Wow.
When someone would say the lyrics, I'd be like, "Say it again," so I could like learn every single thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was horrible.
Did you get to watch The Hills or like Laguna Beach in high
yes,
school?
Yes, but yeah, and I also was was forbidden from watching soap operas, which were my favorite. My favorite channel used to be SoapNet.
And you were not allowed.
And then I finally, like at 18, like I got my own TV in my room and I'd sit there and I'd watch it. Like, I think that's why I like Vanderpump Rules so much, because it's like a soap opera. And I'm like,
totally, totally.
I love it. Like, I want to dissect everything.
This is 90210 in Melrose Place.
I never got to watch it.
Yeah, see, like,
this is so cool that we have three people that have actually been like, okay, small town.
I was a baton twirler. So any sport, like I did it from like when I was very young all the way through
She's
college.
She's a national champion.
And, that's right.
And
I'm also a national champion in tennis. So,
oh, really?
Sarah, get it together.
I have tennis.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm like, did you see that new Zendaya
movie? Courts, come over.
I did.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's.
I love that movie.
I feel like I got nominated for something, but I don't remember what it was. And then I got nominated for Homecoming Queen, but I didn't make the cut to the like to make it on the football field, you know?
Oh, that's right. You guys probably had the football field because like in Wisconsin, it was like...
We didn't have a football field. We had to go borrow people's fields because like my school Valley. Was so small.
Like, was it smaller than Sarah's? How many people lived in your town?
Like, no, my school. Like my people. School. Like my...
Graduating class was like 90 or 100.
My graduating class in a public school was 37.
Oh, you were like the farm town
mine
by
was,
me.
Mine was bigger, but here in Orange County, they're giant. So I want to say mine was like 110 or something, which is small for this area.
Very much so. And it was a public, it was private, right?
Private,
so
yeah,
similar. So like I grew up in a public school that was like basically in the same town of yours, but similar to graduating amount in so it's like I was in a small town but also like a public school, so it was really interesting to see and navigate that, because I'm going back to Wisconsin in
you're going back end of June
mm-hmm. I'm going the beginning because you're from
Minnesota,
that's right, and then I'm going back to Wisconsin for my friend's wedding, and then you're or OC
mm-hmm.
yeah
are so you gonna, that's are you gonna go to the state fair?
What are you closest?
Always.
What city are you closest
I'm
so, to?
I've never been to like a real state fair.
Well, that's where the real cheese curds are.
That's yes, but also like
the real batter.
It's not even the batter.
The crunchy batter.
Right, exactly. But the best thing that we both know is that it's the ground that you walk on. Your shoes are going to be disgusting because it's a lot of
mush.
Yeah, and just like gravelly, and like just, and then there's going to be people that are just so happy and just like, you know, Midwestern. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. Anyways, let's move on.
But what major city are you closest to?
It probably would be in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It would be Madison or Milwaukee.
Okay.
Or because we're on Lake Michigan.
You gotta watch this season's Top Chef. It's all Milwaukee.
Oh, I know. I know exactly who wins because I know. Oh. I know who won.
Well, now you just told me because there's only a couple people from.
No.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Just, I know the producers of it, but I'm like, don't. They gave me a Top Chef jacket, but I'm like, don't tell me anything. I don't like spoiler alerts.
You don't like spoiler alerts?
I like the suspense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know he wins, but it's fine. But how do we like Kristen Itch? Kitch? I'm obsessed with her.
I am shocked because I used to think she had a very boring personality. She was always so serious. I was not a fan. Like,
yeah.
I know she's an amazing cook, chef. Pleasantly surprised. So is my friend who wasn't a big fan And we're both like, she's fantastic. She's great. She's
Tom Cloquial is like my favorite human in the world.
Is that Laneige that you're using?
Yeah.
So Michaela, my niece, sponsor so she gets...
Done. Yeah, we need to
She
get
gets
this.
To go to these events, right? Like, with all these celebs that want to whatever. But she got seated across from Tom Cloquial. And she's younger.
Holly's
right?
Like laughing at me because I'm trying to put on my lip gloss.
I'm getting distracted. I'm like...
I'm trying to tell my top chef.
Sorry.
No one cares, Sarah. Moving on.
But I go, tell him. I go... Tell him so-and-so said hello. It'll break the ice and you can talk to him. And she goes, she couldn't stop looking. He said he was mesmerizing. She goes, I couldn't stop looking at him. His eyes were so fucking blue and just penetrating.
Yeah.
She was too intimidated to talk to him. I'm like, but I'm giving you an icebreaker. I'm texting her. I'm like, say this. We know this person. Blah, blah, blah.
Can you text me icebreakers?
And she couldn't do it.
Gosh darn it. You'd be such a good icebreaker for me whenever I meet anybody.
I'll find a connection. I'll find a...
Or be like, hey, do you know what a reindeer's hoof looks like or something? Like, weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something very, yeah. Thank you, Sarah.
I do this for a living. They're like, you have something to talk about with everybody. I'm like, well, the first thing is, like, you find out where they're from. And I hit every 50 state by the time I was 30. So, like, I can make a talking point out of just where you're from. You know what I mean?
Where are you from?
Where you from?
Where you from? Do a talking point on Wyoming.
Yeah, and then Montana.
Oh my God, Big Sky, I love that show. Montana is amazing. Wyoming is amazing too, you know. You know, it's beautiful. Jackson Hole, South Dakota. No, what's in it's
No, we're done.
But what's the part? It's not Jackson Hole, but it's like the famous part of Wyoming. I mean, part of the
Yellowstone?
Yeah, but there's like a It's like, didn't Robert Redford go Sundance? No, that's fucking Utah.
I think that's, it's Utah.
Okay,
you know what, though, I had in Wyoming this thing called Firewater, and it was a soda, and I was in first grade, and you could only get it in Wyoming. It was like, we were driving to Montana, and we went to Wyoming, and it had this Firewater. It was like cinnamon soda. Cinnamon soda.
Did you?
So tell me, people, Wyomings... If you've had Firewater. I remember that from last
The people
years
are going to write in right away on
there
that.
There you go. Yeah. I told you I'd find
Never
something.
On topic.
Told you I'd find
let's
something.
Make, let's
Wyoming?
Fire.
Wait, did you like the cinnamon?
Yeah.
Let's make Firewater.
I love cinnamon ice cream. Have you had that?
No, but I'm not a fan of... Yes, I'm not a fan of the cinnamon. Do you like... What's your favorite ice cream? Cinnamon?
Cinnamon's pretty good. It's hard to find. Who snorted?
Me.
Okay, so I made fun of you.
No, never. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't like ice cream with a whole bunch of shit in it.
Okay, so like, what's your favorite ice cream in general? Because like, mine's mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, like that's as far as
classic.
It goes. Like,
yeah.
Yes,
mint chocolate chip is definitely like top three. Chocolate peanut butter, the Haagen-Dazs one.
Yep, that's also my second favorite.
Not ones with the little cups in them.
It has to be the Haagen-Dazs. Yes, and then Holly.
I kind of have a basic bitch answer. Like
vanilla.
No, I love
pistachios.
Like
the Nepal
chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, that's not basic.
Oh, it's disgusting.
No, I love that one too.
My ex liked that, and I was like, "Are you insane? Who wants
Don't
that?"
Don't tell your husband. All right,
like
moving
cookies
on.
Cookies and cream, I get, but. Cookie dough.
Oh, I love cookie dough. I would eat it
just
raw.
Just eat cookie dough.
Holly, I agree with you. And I
and I like to like get that out. I like to dig for it.
Yeah, me too.
The Pillsbury cookie dough. You know,
yes.
That's delicious.
Yes, agreed.
But I don't need it in ice cream.
Okay, love that.
You didn't tell me if you're still in the basketball league. We got really diverted.
So sorry. Yes. Yes.
That's so fun.
Soccer, tennis, basketball, yes.
Really?
Yes. So that's why you can kind of see like people
that's
ripping.
That's awesome.
And what about surfing?
When the fuck do you have time to like
I'm
work?
So excited to, I know. I'm going to go tomorrow morning. I'm going to go surfing in the morning in Malibu. So you wake up at like 5:30, 6-ish. And then you've got your... Yes, so.
You should have knew me when I lived in Huntington. My house was like right by the beach.
And I was on varsity surf team at my school.
You're kidding me. Can
she
we go?
She was a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I was a lifeguard too. Oh my gosh. No, we are going. That's why I know you look so good in a backwards hat. That's right. And a sweat. Yes. And a pink sweatshirt. Yes, Holly. Yes. Wait. Yeah. So like we have this section on the ocean, but unfortunately it's more of like it's like me and then there's like I don't want to say their names, but it's like this couple that's like in the 60s, they're in their 60s, and then
I was gonna say Kelly Slater because don't worry, she's already dated him.
You did?
Yeah, she stalked him. And then.
Oh, I love him so much.
I won a date with him.
She won two dates.
You went on two dates with Kelly Slater?
Because I was like...
You went on two dates with Kelly Slater?
I was an absolute like crazy person and I won them by being like first.
Oh, so you're the stalker of this and I'm not the stalker here.
Katie, it's Holly. It's not Joe.
Yeah, my goodness. Oh my God.
I'll be at something about her tomorrow too, Katie. So
yeah. Yeah, right? Like
she's going to transfer that energy to you.
Everyone just have a sense of humor. It is fine. No, so then we just like we go surfing, so it's very cute because it's like there's like two 21-year-olds and then there's like two. So our group has like been like yeah, right. Hey, Tom Schwartz.
Do you want to
There's actually two cute girls actually on the surf group that we're in. Yeah, it's fun.
Like a little like surf group is always
fun. Yeah, and it's like made up from like 20 to 67 year old. So it's like we're all just kind of like
so
misfits.
It's like your dad.
My dad has like a little surf spot. He goes every day.
But you're not allowed to go unless you're like allowed to go, right? So like we have it's just like the misfit group.
Yeah,
so,
you have to get in.
Correct. And so we have our own space and then we have like a dawn watcher which obviously like brings the coffee and obviously like can showcase, you know, if we have the drone, everyone like rotates. So like as long as there's no Schwartzes, what? Sharks?
Sharks.
I mean, it's pronounced Swartz. I would have thought you would have picked that up by now.
So then, yeah. So basically it's just like fun. So yeah, I love surfing and then it's fun because then I come back and then I have to shower and then like my wetsuit just like dangling over the side of my, and then my dog's like barking at me and he's like, and then I'm getting like bombed by, you know, the World Wide Web.
It's a nice little escape for you.
It's 100% a nice little, thank you, Holly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You guys went to Tale of the Pup.
What's Tale of the Pup?
Were you and Lala filmed with the hot dogs?
Oh, that's what it's called. Oh, that was okay. One of my favorite scenes.
So I guess you're not going to know the answer to my second question. Have you been to the hidden secret tiki bar part of Tale of the Pup? Did you know you go to the wiener to order your hot dog?
What?
There's a pickle barrel. And if you open this little compartment of
pickle... Where's the pickle barrel? On the first or second floor of the Tale of the Pup?
I think it's first, the first.
Because then you open this little secret compartment and you press a button.
We filmed outside on the first floor.
And then, well, you press the secret button and then the door opens and it goes downstairs to a tiki bar.
You're fucking with me.
And it's secret and hidden. Yeah.
How do you get in? Look,
she says you
just... The pickle barrel. Secret button.
Where is that?
Well, I guess we have to go find it.
By the wiener. Where you sit down, there's seating by the wiener. I hate saying that. The hot dog.
Not the wiener.
Hot dog.
It's we sat in the most specific space in the like the middle bottom floor, like the first floor. Like it was outside. So it's outside where
then I think it's underground, the tiki bar.
Right, but where do you find the button?
It's in the pickle barrel by the hot dog stand.
And does the people that work there, do they know that if you press it, they know to it's a secret?
It like buzzes the door open.
And you go down to a secret bar?
Tiki bar.
I mean, what if there's overflow?
There's no way, because there was nobody parked.
Well, it's on the World Wide Web.
Oh, I love the www.
But when you guys ordered hot dogs.
Yeah, the most upsetting thing.
Lala ordered, because we love hot dog on a stick, and I like the cheese dog, which is just cheese in batter.
I love a corn dog
and
cheese.
And that's what Lala ordered, but it's not on their menu. And she stopped and asked them, and they're like, yeah, no, we don't have that.
You guys went to the place where we filmed?
She did.
We go everywhere.
Well,
I love that so
much.
We
went to Kentucky to Jackson Brittany's wedding.
We're boots on the ground.
We sat in the
girls.
Chairs before
that's
the wedding.
That's motherfucking
happened.
Right. You were? Did you guys get to see the wedding? Were you there?
No, we were just stalkers.
So you're the stalkers and I'm not?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I had a really good relationship. I'm kidding.
We had an experience to share, but we didn't in any way disrupt. We left long before. But, you know, they had
don't justify. You're fine. Yeah. It's like the same thing of me justifying the fact that people call me a stalker. It's are you kidding me?
There were people that tried to crash and I'm like, I would never do that to someone's wedding.
Wait, Holly, were you okay with this crashing and burning situation at the wedding?
Idea.
I feel. Oh, was it?
I'm the one often hiding behind a tree. Like, no. No, we both
Wait a second.
I never disrupt, though. I just like to, especially because so many of the viewers don't live here. So we're so lucky that we get to come and go in the alley of Sir or go, you know, drive by something about her. So And our listeners really appreciate it.
Do you hear yourself?
They appreciate it.
It's so lucky to go in the alley of Sir.
I podcasted there.
I freaking love it.
You're so lucky
We had a major fight between James and...
You guys.
We love it.
But then we podcasted in Sir.
I know you love it. However, you're giving everything to your listeners. And that is, honestly, like, that's why I'm here. Because... Not even listeners.
This is over 8 years. It's like we're not doing everything.
Don't even justify. It's beautiful how you guys have decided, and not even, but like you guys have your own lives, and you guys are navigating 17 other things every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So am I, and it's so nice. Yeah, and it's so nice to see that you guys have not been mean, and you guys have not been nasty, and you guys have been very, very. This is from the bottom of my heart. Like very kind and very. Open and this, you guys are really doing. I think that you guys were the very first Vanderpump Rules ever podcast. Am I correct, or at least something that was very specific to?
No, unfortunately,
but the longest
that's a long story.
We're the only surviving longest running one. There's a that's shout out to is. Craig. We just talked to Craig a little bit ago at one of the parties. He had. So there's other podcasts that maybe like touched on it, but they weren't focused on Pump Rules. He was. I didn't even know what a podcast was when we started ours, and she didn't know about them until after we started ours. But then he and his partner got in a like disagreement, and they broke up. And right around, and then we heard it was kind of like this salacious breakup. And that's when I first heard about them, and I heard about other podcasts, and I was like, wait,
yeah, we didn't know. So it was kind of embarrassing, but
so that, but, then, but it almost, but now we're the surviving one. So yes, we're the longest one.
And people love you guys.
Everybody.
Everyone
loves us.
And no.
Unconditionally. I mean, our.
Unconditional. Katy Perry.
What?
No, I think that that's probably why we all got connected, because we all unconditionally like love people and also like really see for.
And, you know, to be honest, like there's certain times where, yes, we have been mean. And I would say over the course of years, we've figured out, wait. We don't need to be mean, or why are we being mean? And like, think about it, it's yourself in that position. So I really feel like I personally have evolved and been like, wait, let's be intentional with like, what is my intent in saying this or goal, or what does this even do for anybody?
Yeah.
Is this necessary?
So what's,
and so I've definitely, I'm like, no, I've said shit. I probably sent it.
So have I. But like, what's the number
of it?
What's the number, like the first, like the top two things that you ever thought about that you regret saying on the podcast? And then what are the top two things that you regret as well, Sarah, Holly, both of you, on what are the things that you felt like you were really mean about? Because
I misjudged you initially.
Did you?
We weren't mean.
So then you don't regret it.
Who is this girl?
Yeah.
No, I wish we would take more time to like, see all sides of something.
But you weren't mean. So, like, what are the two things that both of you were like, shoot, I was mean to, like, what are the top twos?
Because
I don't think that you guys both had any.
I can say,
you guys are very neutral and kind.
I know, like, I said a couple of words that I really regret that people messaged me about and said, like, please don't use those. And learning things like that is 100% my regret.
Holly, you and I are the same.
Was like one of a low moment for me. And then I would say I don't really regret anything else other than that. Like everything else, like I kind of stand by.
I made fun of a wedding dress and never body, because that's disgusting. Never body looks, but I did make fun because, you know, a dress is a choice. It's not
correct.
So I made fun of it and I thought it's not deleted long ago. And it's just like, wait, why do I need to shit on someone's like super happy day? And if they feel good, that's all that should matter.
Whose wedding dress did you shit on?
Well, probably all of them, quite frankly.
I think I'm the only one that actually.
No, there's some I liked and some I didn't. And, you know.
I actually really like Sheena's wedding dress, the crop top and the bottom.
Yeah. I didn't make fun of that.
Oh, yeah. I
thought it was funny.
I loved.
It's Sheena. It's Sheena being Sheena.
It's Sheena being Sheena. I don't know. No, I'm saying, yeah. Okay. Well, we really misdirect everything. Right. I love. Okay, Holly, get us back on track, Holly. Thank you.
I'm okay with wrapping up. But I do want to say, like, thank you so much for coming on.
I will come back 100%.
Thank you for being vulnerable with us and sharing what has been going on. And I feel like I still have so many reunion questions, but, like, it's just, like, circling around. And
yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get there, I think, at some point. If you guys want to. I love how I'm like taking over. I'm like, if you guys want to tune in the next time.
Yeah.
But I would love to come back, you guys, and talk more specifically, because this is my first time with,
yeah,
you know, with you guys. And I think maybe we really break this down and talk about more, because I know that you guys are very good at, like, details and specific, I want to even talk about the fact that, like, where we stayed at the finale. And then I also want to talk about the fact that, like, behind the scenes, like, when you're in the green room, you know, like, there's so many things that you don't see. And I would love to just...
We love those behind the scenes
details. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that that's important. And
would you come back if there's a season 12?
Yes, I would.
Oh, well, we hope that happens.
You're like, and I hate you.
So
no,
so,
we want that to happen.
But like, overall, your experience on season 11, like, you're walking away feeling positive.
I really am, because it takes a journey to get to a... It takes a journey to get from one place to
takes
another. Takes a village. No, but there wasn't a village. It was me.
It's true.
Yeah. Alone going through it.
Have there been people who have reached out to you, like, you know, viewers saying that they have felt like you before? Have you found that community of people looking for support from you?
Yes. Yes. I've really found... Well, I mean, I already had a really good, like, structure prior, but I really found, like, the most amazing people that, like, you guys even, you know, like, people that can kind of, like, look through and see me and see that, like, yeah, I've
it's
been...
It's not all there is that we see on
yes,
the TV.
Yes, it's not all that... Yes.
We understand editing.
But if anything, you know, you're going to see the most... the person that's the most real is basically me on that screen. Like, yep, no makeup, backwards hat.
Can I ask just one more little behind-the-scenes question?
Of course, of course.
So when you finally agreed to come on to the show, did you notice that the producers and the editors, like, suddenly... Did something happen where they're like, we want you in more scenes? Because it seemed like
yes,
like the first episode that you were on, it was like, here's Joe, and everyone was like, oh my God, like, who is
yes,
this? And then it seemed like it increased a little bit. So were you asked to do it, and then they increased your filming?
Yes. Okay. I had no think about this. Okay, so you had, obviously, like, you always had, like, the background people,
mm-hmm,
and you sign a contract, and it's obviously like, okay, so, like, then you have, like, Israel, for example,
right,
or, like, you have, like, yeah, like, who's my dear friend, and then they had other, and then
Kyle Chan,
yes, and then
Israel was going to be, like, seen and featured, and then that just didn't happen.
So did I.
So there was a lot of filming, like,
I filmed every episode.
Okay,
it was two scenes. Wow. To 15 episodes to six confessionals to the three-part reunion. I had no idea that I was I'm going to say it, like, sought after. I thought it was going to be take it away, like everybody else. Like, I was like, production was like, well, even though you're going to probably get ripped apart. No, production was actually, they were really cool.
Speak it up.
Can you do a little robot for us?
Yeah.
How are
what
you
intonations?
Did you expect to learn so much?
Yeah. Holly, do you want to do a robot?
I love doing the robot voice.
But you hate doing the movements. Sarah will do them for you.
I was a mannequin model in
the
80s.
It is. That's why the two of you are amazing. Yeah. So it was a very crazy thing where... you just kind of get thrown into something, and then
I was just wondering, because I felt like it was they saw how magical you were on screen, and then the fans reacted, and they were like, put her in, like, here we
yeah,
go. And then
and then
they even changed the music, like, when you would come on the screen, it would be like, bup, 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 yeah, you know, like. and I feel like we really needed that this season. Like, there, it was a heavy season. So
you're not wrong. Yes, it was like a well, clown music.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah,
you're a clown.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm trying to be Katie. You're a clown. I call it like I see it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like,
homeworking whore.
I waited a call and I'd be like, wait, no, I know. Maybe
she,
I don't know.
No, she called Sheena that.
I know. Yeah. Oh, this is so fun, you guys.
Lala.
No, but I think that's a really good question. I mean, think about it this way, you guys. So I try to like always make sure that people understand it from like where I'm coming from. So really quickly, 1 minute. Think about it this way. Okay, so let's say that you're asked to do, both of you are asked to do like a scene for a show. Mm-hmm. Even though you guys have already been connected and like, you know, like, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, like, hey, can you do another? And I was like, what? I'm in the middle of doing hair or whatever, like surfing, being a clown, being a crackhead, whatever you want to call it. Jesus Christ. And then going back and then, I mean, it was a journey. And then I remember Schwartz really supported me through it. But then it was really crazy because it was like they wanted just two scenes. And then it moved to the whole season. So I don't really know what they saw in me, but it's definitely not the acne. And it's definitely not the, like...
It's the energy and just...
Maybe. I don't know.
We need some lightness. Some...
Maybe. Some darkness.
Well, that's... So...
The darkness...
It was crazy, Schwartz, though. Like, it was crazy. It was like, okay, then we want you back for the reunion. We need you back for the 6 confessionals. And I was just like, what? I'm driving, like, my you know, my little truck, and
do
I'm
you get
like...
paid extra to do no. confessionals?
Nope.
Reunions? Nope. Or after show?
Nope. You get the first...
So then just be like, no.
Well, it's in my contract.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Production was not bad. Like, they set the standard. I did not know... Like, that's what we have to, like, really discuss. I didn't
leave your job for, like...
I didn't leave my job.
No, but I mean, like, oh,
yeah,
moments,
but, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, I gotta go. It's like...
But I always made sure that I was, like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I also was, like, the thing at the end of the day was that they made it very clear to me. And then I, you know, I agreed to it, too. You know, it's not like...
Yeah. Can't blame them because you agree.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what's really cool is we've been at a lot of events and they will come up to us and say like, oh my gosh, like we listened to your podcast, like you were so yeah. right about this. Or it's like
one time they were like, we need to speak with you, but I'm filming right now, so we'll find you later. And then she comes back and tells me and I was like,
it was
shit, what are they gonna speak to us about? Are we in trouble? And then it was like, I love your podcast. I was like, oh,
she talked cool. about she talked about like a song that we referenced and said like I like that song too. Oh, it was a show or something.
We were just like panicking the whole time we're having dinner. But it was like
so we absolutely like my favorite thing is the behind the scenes stuff. So
yes, I love it. I think that they're gonna do like a bloopers of Joe and Schwartz behind the scenes because it's like they had so much content. It was like
I can. Is there more? Is possibly? I can imagine. Is there gonna be more robot?
There's more of, well, it's like a...
Based off what I've seen and seen...
Munchkin transfer...
There's a lot of content.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Munchkin transportation. And then, like, Joseph. And then, save money.
Joseph, yeah. Are you an alien?
Like, yes. And yes. And he's like, where's... Yes. And we just... Yeah. I think that there's going to be a lot of that, by the way, because... Natalie was saying that actually she was like, we've got so much content of you and Schwartz just being
like
two good, happy humans. So let's all take that into consideration and showcase that that's...
Hashtag more robot, everybody in the
hashtag
world.
Shop Joe My Gosh.
Yes. Okay. Shout out. Like, tell everybody where to go, how to
follow
you.
Well, we're all wearing... Shop Joe My Gosh. It's just comfy. And then Joe My Gosh, JOMYGOSH. And then I think that if you guys,
I saw you dropped a new one today too. Like
I did.
The California one.
Sweatshirt.
Cute.
So cute. I wanted to bring them for you guys, but I couldn't. We dropped the California sweatshirt. It's honestly like my favorite comfortable clothing. I just love, you know.
Yeah, you guys check it out and
thanks, babe.
We're wearing it. It is comfy.
It is comfy,
and I feel like it's cute. I was.
You can like just swap like a pair of shoes, and like you can change your outfit from like morning to night. And I hate that I'm like so. I don't know. It's fine. It's fun. It's great. I gotta go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.